Well, if all goes according to plan, there will be a vote in the House of Representatives tonight on the Republican plan to replace Obamacare. But at the moment, it is unclear if Republicans have the votes to pass it. Members of the conservative House Freedom Caucus are opposing the bill, saying that it doesn't go far enough in repealing major provisions of the Affordable Care Act. So the president has been working the phones and could be ready to make major concessions to get Freedom Caucus votes. Joining us is NPR health policy correspondent Allison Kojak. Hi, Allison.
Hi, Jeremy.
And in order to win over the most conservative House members, Republicans are considering eliminating what are called essential health benefits, which are required under the Affordable Care Act. Give us a sense of what those are, what those essential benefits cover, and why they're in play now.
Well, there are 10 categories of essential health benefits written into the Affordable Care Act. They're everything from doctor visits to emergency room care to maternity and childbirth and mental health care. And it essentially says if you're going to offer insurance, something you as a company call health insurance, it has to cover all of these things to some degree or another.
So if they were to take away that list of things, which also, by the way, includes prescription drugs,
exactly.
If they were to take away that list, what good would insurance be?
Well, I think that's the major question. There's been a big push among Republicans to talking about why do I, as a man, have to pay for maternity care or blah, 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 blah. And so that has become sort of the bugaboo here. But really, these are a broad array of coverages that most people think should be included. If they're going to buy health insurance, they think that it's going to cover something. So Republicans are looking to sort of thin this list out to a degree so that insurance premiums will be lower and more people will buy policies. They say that this list is too comprehensive and makes insurance too expensive for healthy people.
But it's been pointed out that if you were to remove this list of essential health benefits, then the ban on excluding people with pre-existing conditions, which they are at this point planning to keep in the Republican plan, becomes sort of meaningless. Because if you have a pre-existing condition and you can't get all of these things covered, you're going to spend a fortune.
Yeah, what's the point? I've been writing about that today, actually. And, you know, I've been talking to experts from both sides, Republican and Democrat, and they do acknowledge that, you know, if you have coverage for pre-existing conditions and your pre-existing condition is schizophrenia, buying a health insurance policy that doesn't cover mental health care doesn't do you any
right.
good. You know, and the idea or the fear is that insurance companies will stop offering policies that cover certain kinds of expensive care.
So if this list of essential health benefits is removed, is it going to be harder for some moderate Republicans in the House to support this bill?
Yes, and we've been seeing that already happen. Some people this revised bill has not come out yet, so we don't really know exactly what we're talking about. But there have been a few moderate Republicans just today who have come out and said, I'm not going to support it if it doesn't have these essential health benefits, or at least some degree of them, because they know people who have chronic health conditions. They might have them their own. They have family members who have chronic health conditions and need coverage.
Interestingly, the network of political action groups funded by the conservatives Charles and David Koch, the Koch brothers, said that they would give financial support to conservatives who oppose this bill. Why are they against it?
They are more on the side of the very conservative Republicans who would like to see the Affordable Care Act repealed altogether. Charles and David Koch are essentially libertarians. They don't want to see the government deep in people's business. And they also prefer markets to take care of things. So they have pledged what they say is seven figures, somewhere in the millions of dollars, in order to challenge Republican members of Congress who vote for this bill because they think it preserves too much of the Affordable Care Act.
So, Allison, do Republicans have enough votes to pass this?
At this point, they do not, and they're going in the wrong direction right now. Of course, this, again, like I said, we don't know exactly what we're talking about. So whatever changes they come up with today may bring more people in, but we don't know how many people they'll bring out. Right now, it seems like they're about 20 or 30 votes short.
And they are still planning to hold a vote tonight.
That's the word, but we haven't seen the bill, and there are people right now. Paul Ryan has asked for an exemption to allow them to vote on a bill that hasn't been made public a few days in advance, which is generally what the House rules require. So we'll see how that plays out throughout the afternoon and early evening.
And just briefly, is Paul Ryan's speakership in question if this goes down?
I'm not sure if it's that stark, but it's definitely a test of his leadership. This is one of the major things that he, President Trump, and pretty much every Republican in Congress has campaigned on. And right. if he can't get it through, that's a big problem.
That's Allison Kojak, NPR health policy correspondent. We'll be watching. Allison, thank you.
Thanks so much.